Arizona. That's Sanderson Ford country. I'm going to go to their website now, where you can actually shop for a car. You can actually get financed, and you actually have the car delivered to your home. You can shop at home, buy from home, and get it delivered to your home. But I'm on the particular page right now where they're sharing with us some of their recent customer reviews. Heidi, 5-star. Cameron, 5 stars. Cameron actually says, "Hey, Dan helped me get my first ever auto loan. Incredibly nice man. Never at any point did I feel pressured or overwhelmed by him." It just goes on and on and on. Excellent stories from real people, real citizens of Arizona getting in there. Tracy says, "I'm so excited. The honest car dealer and salesman, saleswoman still exists. Supply and demand with trucks right now is terrible. Most dealers are trying to charge additional addendums. Not so at Sanderson. The whole experience was phenomenal. From trade value to sales price, everything was fair and stress-free." Now, that's just what other people are saying about Sanderson Ford. Same things we've been saying for 30 years.
Doesn't matter who you are, you always get the same treatment at Sanderson Ford. 51st Avenue in Glendale, if car buying is on your to-do this weekend, do it on Saturday because they are not open on Sunday. 52 days a year, they're closed just on Sunday. They also do Christmas and extra days when it comes time for Memorial Day or depending on when Easter falls and New Year's. So they're closed closer to 60 days a year, and they're still the number one dealership service.
Number one in the country right here in Glendale. Your community supporting Sanderson Ford, family owned and operated. Go and buy a car there. You'll thank us.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you'd like to join the conversation here in our open home hour, our 10 o'clock hour. And we also have our weekly to-do that we cover in this hour, a maintenance item to take care of to make sure your home is in top living order. It's a better way to keep your home. It's a better quality of life. You know, it's one of the sad things that we see is when somebody's fixing up their home to sell, and they get done, and they're like, "Gosh, we should have done this. How much more, you know, would we have enjoyed it if we'd have just done this for us, and now we're doing it to sell it for someone else?" So, you know, and a better maintained home like that will sell faster than your neighbor's home that might need a ton of work, and you'll get a better premium and more equity back to you. So, our weekly to do on staying connected this week talks about, you know, staying connected to your home by protecting your home's electronics with lightning and surge protection. And we've got Bob Ross of Lightning Busters joining us this beautiful Saturday morning. And Bob, you're out in Apache Junction, and you know we're getting feeds and from our texters talking about getting hit hard in Queen Creek and Gilbert. We got a notification to check out Snep Farm's Facebook page. They had some severe tree loss and damage done to their property. I'm sure there was some lightning somewhere out there because we could see it from our home on that complete opposite side of town. Let's talk about keeping our home safe through these storms.
Yeah, we got hit pretty well too. And that's when a lot of people say, "Boy, I wish I had that surge protection done or lightning protection done." But you know, we were pretty safe, and surge protection is the way to protect yourself. You know, everything we have is printed circuit boards. Even air conditioners now. You know, in the old days, you had a washing machine. You can hit that with lightning, and it'll still work. You know, all it's got is a relay, a motor, and that's it. Now everything else is sophisticated, and you know, printed circuit boards are really, really susceptible to surges because they can't handle that type of surge coming in. So, you know, our product, what we do is we put a surge protector on your main panel, and it's only one. You know, when you buy something like a computer or a TV, it says we advise surge protection. And that's fine, but the surge protection that they have is kind of like a little capacitor. which just absorbs some of it. But you don't know if it's half full, if it's full, if not. And eventually, it's not going to hold it. It doesn't dissipate it. It just stores it. Where ours opens up in 5 nanoseconds. That's 5 billionth of a second.
Gosh.
It monitors it on your main panel.
Even so just measuring 5 billionth of a second. Just really takes to measure know. That.
Well, I have to take their word for it. But that's what it'll do. Even if it's 1 or 2 volts, you don't even realize that even 1 or 2 volts, what that'll do is it heats up the printed circuit board, cools it off, heats it up, cools it off, so it shortens the lifespan. Where this, even if it's 2 volts, this will open up in 5 nanoseconds, discharge it into ground, and close it back up. And it just keeps going. There's no maintenance on it. There's nothing you have to do. And it'll protect everything. Again, computers, refrigerators, air conditioners, it'll protect anything. And it's only one little one that protects it because it's on the whole main panel.
It's whole house surge protection, much more reliable, much more secure than going to the local hardware store or drugstore and buying a strip surge protector that really isn't worth the money you're spending on it. It's not getting you any of the protection you think it's getting you. And so you might think what Bob's providing, whole house surge protection, surely costs thousands and thousands of dollars. It doesn't. If I were king for a day, I would make whole house surge protection a code requirement for every single home.
Yeah, they should. Again, everything in your house, garage door opener, printed circuit, everything's printed circuit, TVs. And again, every time you buy something, it does say we recommend surge protection. But if you think about it, if you have to plug that in to protect it, how many would you have to buy?
And here's what we need to do. We need to get insurance to offer a discount on your home insurance if you have a surge protector. That's how you're going to get that done.
Uh-huh. So, and some companies will, and some companies won't. And it's a shame, but they don't understand about it, and so that's why they don't do it. But again, even if you just buy this one, it's less than buying, 6, 7, or 8 of them. And not only that, you have to replace them, where this one, you never have to replace.
And you don't know when to replace them because you don't know how many surges they've protected you from. So you're just guessing. This unit installs one time at your main electric panel. It's a lifetime, maintenance-free, cheapest insurance policy you can put on your home to protect every single thing that's plugged into your electric grid system at your house. Now, Bob, I think we probably got a couple people's attention. How would they get in touch with you?
They can call us at 480-229-2646.
Okay, one more time.
480-229-2646.
Okay, that's surge protection. Now, what's the difference between surge protection and lightning protection?
Okay, well, lightning protection, we're number 2 now in the country for lightning strikes. And what happens is that lightning, if you ever were near lightning, you could feel the hair stand up, on your arms and stuff. What that does is the lightning sends a corona down to try to find a good ground, and then it goes back up again and then shoots down in 5 nanoseconds too. So what happens is that we put air terminals, which are those little 12-inch spikes. They're only about 3/8 of an inch. And what will happen is that when the lightning comes over, it'll absorb the shock. It'll shoot it down into ground and dissipate it. So that's all lightning is looking for is the ground. So if you don't have lightning protection, it'll hit something in your house. It can hit the chimney, it can hit a fan, it can hit anything like that and destroy it. Where these air terminals will just discharge it right into the ground. That'll be the path of least resistance.
Bob, take a minute and explain the umbrella of protection a terminal gives you, particularly if you've got horses in a stable in the backyard or dogs out in the yard. Explain that umbrella of protection.
Yeah. Well, what happens is if you have an air terminal, say it's 20 foot high, you can take the tip of that air terminal and go on a 45 degree angle and bring it all the way out. And anything under that protection can't get hit by lightning protection. So you don't have to have, you know, a bunch of air terminals, because if this is on top of the house, and again, you look at the tip of that air terminal and go down on a 45 degree angle, and you probably got another 30 feet of protection. It's called the cone of protection.
You're protecting your horses that are standing in the backyard on steel shoes. You're protecting your dogs. I mean, I don't think people appreciate that as a value, protecting the pets and the livestock as important as maybe they should. I don't think that cone of protection is common street knowledge.
No, it isn't. You know, and also that, again, the lightning brings down that corona. And that's why a lot of animals get real nervous. Yeah, of course, with the thunder, but it also real nervous because it'll make their hair almost stand up. It's static electricity. So that's what really makes them scared.
The thing,
and this will absorb it, so they won't have that problem.
The thing that I do remember about lightning is it strikes in an area about the diameter of your thumbprint. And when it hits, it's 1 million degrees.
Yep.
I can't remember how many volts it is, but I do remember it's 1 million degrees temperature being concentrated in the size of your thumbprint.
Yes. Yep. The Army should use that. That's...
if they could figure it out, I'm sure they would.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's like a death ray.
Again, for surge protection and lightning protection, two very affordable insurance mechanisms for your property in preparing for monsoon season, but establishing a safety environment for your home year-round. We would recommend calling Bob Ross, been a Rosie certified partner for years. And again, Bob, your phone number.
480-229-2646. You know, and one more thing about that too. There's no maintenance. It's up there.
None.
And no maintenance either with the surge protection or with the lightning protection. No maintenance whatsoever.
One and done. That's what is my favorite feature on both of those. One and done, maybe.
Yes.
And it protects you and your home for the duration your home is there. Bob Ross of Lightning Busters. You can also find him in the Lightning and Surge Protection at RosieOnTheHouse.com.